producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is this day pretty great? Pretty great. A couple of great things I want to get to this morning. Besides, you know, obviously it being speakeasy. You know, we do our speakeasy trivia, so we got some good tunes coming at you in just a little bit, where you can get some really great food. We'll give you some gift certificates to Speakeasy, the restaurant in Moorhead. Back to the 80s pricing, so we're going to have some 80s tunes to throw at you, and you can get those gift certificates to go out with you and your significant other, maybe. Have a nice meal on us based on your music, 80s music acumen. So that's always great. I love doing that. But a couple of things I really want to get to. One, how about them Saints? I know there's going to be a lot of folks out there that's going to be upset with me. But, you know, my Saints, that's my hometown down there. So I'm kind of stoked that they beat the Vikings. Some folks would say, you know, if they didn't win, they don't need to be in the NFL. I think I heard that this morning. But anyway, go Saints. Second order of the day is my producer today is his birthday. So I want to say happy birthday to Chris. Chris Hannon in there. I'm not going to put his age out there, but, you know, he's still a young buck. You're still a young buck, man. So happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
Not a problem, man. So this weekend, I must have gained like 10 pounds on a really good hog roast out in Valley City. I want to thank those folks for having me and my family out there. I got up and kind of, I tend to talk a little bit, so I went a little long. But you know, the folks out there were really accommodating. A really great, great bunch of patriots. District 14, 24 out there. Brian Calk was there. Doug Goring was there. A lot of great folks out there talking about conservative and conservative values and that sort of thing. What do you want out of a candidate? What do we need to do? We need to put some skin in the game, in my humble opinion. And I'm not gonna give you the whole speech right now, but those folks have the right idea. And a really good hog roast. Got a couple pies. Walked away with a couple pies and a couple more pounds around the old muffin top there. But there you go. A really, really good time. So today, the way the show is going to set up today is we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum. We're going to talk about some newsworthy topics, and I want to get their take. Ellen Ratner is on the left side of the political sphere. Blankita Cullum's on the right, and we're going to see if we can get a little common sense to go through this discussion. So that's always fun. And that's at 8:20. We're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullen. And we're going to have Kirsten from ResoundingBooks.org. We're going to talk to her a bit about, and last week, Dr. Sandra Stotsky was in town here in Fargo, and she was also in Bismarck. A lot of debate and discussion over Common Core. We know that there's a lot of propaganda out there to sway folks one way or the other. So we wanted to get the straight scoop from Dr. Sandra Stotsky, and she was great on Friday. And there were tons of people there, so hopefully I saw you there. But Kirsten Kirsten, why do I keep calling her Kirsten? Kirsten has a book that she has written about the Common Core, about the whole Common Core debate. So we're going to speak with her just a bit about that in this hour, this first hour. And then we're going to have our speakeasy back to the 80s trivia. That's always fun. I want your finger on the dial, 855-200-1776, extension 2, and you can get some free tickets. I mean, some free gift certificates. Speakeasy, back to the 80s pricing. Great food, great ambiance. If you've never been out there, you really should try it out. Those folks have some real have a really good menu. And today, on just a ton of menu items, they have not 2014 prices. They have 1980 prices. So, yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, that's just awesome. It's awesome. So go out there, you know, have a good meal, use these gift certificates. It's going to be great. Okay, I see that. Well, okay, never mind. That's housekeeping stuff. Anyway, I also want to know what's on your mind. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. One of the things that is on my mind, and we haven't heard a lot about this. I remember when this story first came out, but there was a bunch of hoopla. It was the Eddy County Sheriff. And he was on, there was this big story about child abuse charges and that sort of thing. And I thought it was appropriate to bring this up because how many of you know that he was cleared of that last week? So you got this this sheriff, and he disciplined this kid. From what I can understand, and we're gonna have him and a couple of other folks in to tell us the story, but I remember when it first came out, media was nuts on it. You know, and here it is, a year and a half later, and from what I've heard, $30,000 to fight this. And the jurors took less than half an hour to come back and say, well, this is a clear-cut case of parenting and not abuse. But you don't hear that. and I guess that's my problem. What is up with this demonizing of parents, you know, especially in the media? In my opinion, it's a dishonest media. You come out, you smear the guy, and I remember these stories going on and on and on. And he was not only cleared, but most of the jurors kind of apologized to the guy for even having to go through this. And a couple of the folks that are close to the story told me that the first judge looked at this and said, this is nuts. Why are we even bringing this to court? And he wouldn't even take it. And they shopped around for a judge until they could find one that was amenable, and then the rest is history. Why does a guy have to go through this type of thing just because he's trying to be the best father that he can be? I don't get it. I look at stories like this, and I don't get it. This story should be front and foremost in everybody's head because it is a parental right story. And it is a story that I believe should be told, especially when we have this media narrative that says, you know, basically men are out there beating women and children and that sort of thing. Why don't we hear these stories? And that's just my humble opinion. We need stories out there that also show the other side. I think we have sometimes we have overzealous social workers and overzealous family court administrators that don't like to look at the actual facts. They have an agenda, and they roll forward with that agenda despite the harm to the family. And to me, that's just nuts. And that's just my humble opinion. Jim, out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I nobody approves of what some of these people supposedly done to women or to children or whatever. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of people being convicted in America by the press before they've ever stood trial, you know. And I'm not a Adrian Peterson fan or anything else. In fact, I hate the Vikings. But
you know, go Saints.
These people are convicted. As far as I'm concerned, they should be allowed to play and draw their salary until they're convicted in a court of law.
And see, I agree with that. I mean, and we all too often we convict these guys in the media. And think about trying to get a fair trial once basically your trial has been through the media. And how are you going to get an impartial juror out of that? You know, I'm glad to see though in this area you got a lot of folks with common sense that took not only this, but if you remember the Clay County City Administrator, the same thing. He was cleared by common sense folks. We'll be right back with Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner right after this. Thanks, Jim.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're back, and we're going to talk a little common sense here with two gals that are just chock full of common sense. That's Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. We don't always agree, But there's common sense coming through your airwaves right now. I want to welcome you both to the Common Sense Club.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey,
thank
Ellen.
Good morning.
Yes.
Okay,
we're
good
full
deal.
Of common sense, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to ask you both. I guess I'll start with Ellen first. Did you hear about the guy that hopped the White House fence and he runs through?
Well, I'm
and,
here at the White House right now, so yeah, I've heard a lot about it.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, the Secret Service is considering public White House checkpoints. That's the news that I've been hearing. Do you think that the People's House should have the basically a lockdown?
And I'm in the minority opinion about this. I think they should have never closed off Pennsylvania Avenue, which they did after some shooter shot from the street. This is before 9/11, I think. But it was right after. But anyway, the point what?
During Bill Clinton.
Yeah, okay. But by closing off Pennsylvania Avenue, they stopped cars. Therefore, people can gather in front of the White House and stay there. And you have the crazies. I mean, I've been offered Bibles. Yesterday I was offered the Koran. I mean, people are out there with all their shtick.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you, Ellen. Now, there's another one we both agree on. The fact of the matter is, the White House does not need to be on lockdown, and I think they should not have closed down Pennsylvania Avenue, and that was done back in, 1991 or 2 or 3 or whenever the president, when Bill Clinton was president, changed immediately.
Well, if you now have
a congregation point for a lot of crazy people, and it's very difficult for the Secret Service that is out in front of this White House all the time to be able to monitor all of that.
Well, they're discussing now having checkpoints that are a block away now, and they're thinking about keeping people off the sidewalks around the perimeter fence and creating like additional barriers. I think they're going to stop those folks that you say are handing out Bibles and Korans and that sort of thing. So I think they're going to.
Leon, they practically do already. They practically do have it blocked off that far away.
I was there last year. And
before you know it, you won't be able to go to the old Ebbett Grill because you can't be able to go there. You won't be able to go to the Hay Adams Hotel. It's ridiculous. And if you've ever been, there's a cool hotel called the Hotel Washington. And the Hotel Washington, which was famous for a very crazy scene in The Godfather. Is it really? Oh, yeah, the place when...
I never saw The Godfather. What do I know? I'm out of touch with popular culture.
When Diane Keaton tells Al Pacino she's not going to have his baby. But there's a place there, where you can have a cocktail. And you can see where the Secret Service are on the roof of the White House. I mean, they got a lot of guys there. So this guy got over. I mean, come on, people escape from prison. It's gonna happen. People are gonna figure out a way to get over.
Yeah, and you're right. But I don't agree with, making that place a fortress. I love when I was down there and I was like right in front of the White House, and I did visit old Ebbett's and I also visited that hotel. I love walking around down there, and it would not be a good thing for them to like lock it down, and it's tighter than Fort Knox, and folks can't come in and take in the historical value of the place. I don't know. There's got to be a happy medium there, and that's my humble opinion.
And it also sends a signal that the White House is afraid of the public, okay? It's the people's house. You know, come on. I mean, did Ronald Reagan shut it down? No. You know, it's ridiculous. And he was shot. He had all kinds of problems. And the fact of the matter is, I think the American people have to know that, and the Secret Service just better do a better job. They have their own little issues. I have a lot of respect for the Secret Service, but I think that we can't send a signal. And remember, guys have jumped over the White House fence before. This is not
they jump
time.
Over all the time. I know that for a fact.
I do want to commend them for, you know, not shooting the guy dead. I mean, that could have led to a lot of ink, you know, and not in their favor. So, you know, and the guy got pretty far from what I saw. You know, you can see him running right up the, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they need to rethink their protocols and that sort of thing. But I do have to commend them for not just shooting the guy on sight. Apparently, he's going through some mental issues and that sort of thing. So, you know, showing a little restraint. You know, the guy wasn't armed and that sort of thing. I think that's a good
thing. He had a knife, and he was warning the president. He was warning the president. So. Not to hurt him, but to protect him.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard that also. So one other point I want to get to quickly, the Ebola outbreak, you know, the folks over there, the locals, they are apprehensive about, you know, outside folks coming in. I mean, there's a lot of taboo, a lot of superstition,
well,
a lot of misinformation over there.
I'm in Africa all the time, and the problem is when you have a bunch of white folk from, you know, Western countries who don't understand the Moors and how, and Blanquita's son has been to Africa with us four times, and I will tell you, when you get a bunch of these people and they just come in the culture and they say, we know what's better, and people are used to dealing with medicine men and all that kind of stuff, they don't trust us.
Right.
Ah, okay. And you obviously you heard about the aid workers that were killed.
Yes,
and we're also it's a shame thing. They don't want people to find out that they've got it. They don't want people to. It's a whole number of issues.
Yeah, and I want to ask you guys, both of you, how do you think that they're going to take 3,000 American troops coming over there? How do you think that's going to come across to them?
Well, it depends where they are. But people don't trust us, and there's some reason for it.
Well, the other thing is, though, Ellen, they're going to have to go in and help them. They've got such an epidemic there that people are dropping like flies. They've got to try to save as many people as they can. And once they're starting to save people, I think that they'll make less people will be afraid and probably, you know, they're going to be trying to cooperate more if they think their family's lives will be protected.
Good deal. Good discussion. Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, giving us a daily dose of common sense. I love it. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129. If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful. Easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Reaching. We're back. Last week we had Dr. Sandra Stotsky on the show, and she was also here in Fargo and out in Bismarck. One of the questions that I asked her, and she is one of the experts that was on the founding, the committee that was supposed to either give the Common Core standards to stamp us approval or say absolutely not, the validation committee on Common Core standards, and to a man, or in this case to a woman, all of the experts said absolutely not, and that goes for her and her colleagues that were in the math standards and that sort of thing. So she's been going all over the country and talking about the Common Core standards and how they're not state led and that sort of thing. I found it interesting that our governor basically came out last week and said that, you know, the folks that are on the that are not on the Common Core bandwagon are, you know, they're minority extremists on the left and on the right. And I thought that was a little disingenuous. As a matter of fact, I thought it was a little bit hostile to men and women out there. Moms and dads that just want the best for their kids. And then you're getting called, these hostile names. You're getting called, a vicious minority. And I think the word that was used, as a matter of fact, was fringe. And what do you do to combat that? Is, I guess, my question. And we're working on getting Kirsten Lombard, and she is the author of Common Ground on Common Core, to get her a take on this. She was a 9/12 project organizer. She's just done a ton of work in conservative circles. She also started a Resounding Books project, and that's the resoundingbooks.org. You can go to resoundingbooks.org and check that out. I think we're having a little trouble reaching Kirsten, and we're going to work on that. But I guess a couple of the questions that I have for the folks out there is this. How many of you have heard about the Common Core standards? And if you have, what do you think about them? And I'd invite you to call in 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. I want to know your opinion. We have Common Core here in North Dakota. Now, it's important to note that our 2014, and when I say our, I mean the Republican platform, our 2014 list of things, do's and don'ts for a conservative or a Republican candidate says that, you know, we reject Common Core in all forms, no matter the name changes or any of that stuff. That's what it says. But we're getting pushed into Common Core. And then the folks like the folks over there at Stop Common Core and ND, the folks like me, we're labeled a loud and vicious minority. We're labeled like tinfoil hat wearers. I don't get it. I guess that's what I guess that's the question that I don't get. I don't understand how, you know, we as Republicans, we have our 2014 resolutions. It says emphatically that we reject Common Core standards. To me, it's a federal overreach, bar none, that is, I think the closest thing to relate to it would be the ACA. Obamacare, VeriCare, when you're talking about government or federal overreach. I think that when the communists and the socialist heads say things like, you know, you give me a kid in kindergarten and I'll have you a good communist or a good socialist in just a couple of years, I think that they know what they're talking about. And I think that federal blanket standards is one step into that direction, and it's a step we don't need to take. And that's just my humble opinion. And then when you come out and you speak about, you know, parental rights and, you know, the parents' involvement in the process and why we were kept out and the way these standards were implemented and the brainchild behind these standards and things like that, we are labeled as, you know, extremists and things and other vicious names. I don't get it. I don't get it. John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hi. Hello. Quickly, maybe you can ask this person. I don't really understand Common Core all that much, and I could care less. But it seems to me there's an awful lot of people doing studies, thinking big, grandiose things, and spending a lot of money. And I'd like to know, if you take a tax dollar and send it to the federal government, I'd like to know how much of that dollar actually gets back to an average classroom, you know?
Ah, good question.
Yeah, you know, that's where it all starts and ends. I mean, you know, getting the teachers and students the best, you know, help they can. And forget about what the other parts of the world are doing. So, anyway, that's my question.
And I'll make sure to ask her as soon as we get her on the line. I think someone is trying to we're working on getting that. I guess my a couple of questions that I have, and as always, you know, why do we keep getting spoon-fed the narrative that it's state-led and it's a state-led initiative, and that we've had input, and that the teachers and DPI had a hand in writing these standards and things like that, when all of that is patently untrue? I mean, it's 100% untrue. Yet our governor will say that, our DPI will say that, they'll go on the airwaves and just spew this talking point, and it's absolutely not true. And you're right, we need to follow the money, absolutely, and as soon as we have our guest on, I'm going to definitely speak to her about that. The folks at Stop Common Core and ND, they are planning another event. So I'm going to keep that. As soon as I get that date, I will give it out to the folks. And then you can come and ask whatever questions that you have. There's still a lot of folks that don't know anything about Common Core. I take an interest in it because I have three kids They are in the school system. And granted, I took them out of the public school system. They are in JP2 school system. But still, it concerns me. It concerns me when the federal government is trying to standardize my kid. Basically, they have a workforce program. They're going to track them all the way through school and kind of pigeonhole them into whatever job they believe that they're best suited for. I think that's a job for the parent and for the kid. And, you know, I don't think that the federal government has any role in that, but that's another discussion, you know, altogether. But John, thank you for your call. You have anything else to add?
Oh, just quickly. Let the teachers teach. Let the children learn. Let the principals monitor. And let the school boards evaluate.
And local control.
As it should go on.
Absolutely. Okay, I agree, John. Thanks. See, I agree. Local is better. Local is always better. And I don't understand the folks that don't that do not think that way. Again, what you want to do is you want to have teachers do what they do best, teach. And every kid isn't the same. A kid growing up in North Dakota is not going to be the same as a kid growing up in New York City. You know, I mean, if you think that the Pace Picante sauce is different, how applicable is that to children? I mean, my goodness, come on now. Let teachers teach, like John said. Let teachers teach. Let principals supervise. Let the school board do their thing. And that's another thing. We got to work on getting some conservatives on the school board. Because me looking at the list of school board members, I am not impressed. We got to do something about getting good candidates to run for those types of positions. That's something I talked about yesterday with the good folks out in Valley City. District 24, we really, really need to encourage conservative candidates to throw their hats in the ring. I mean, I meet so many great people with so many great ideas and value sets. We need those folks to run for Fargo City Commission, for the school board, for various positions around the state. We need that. We need to encourage these folks to throw their hats into the ring. We're gonna continue to try to get Kirsten on. Leah, if you're out there and you can shoot me a text or something for a better number. Obviously, the number that I have is being problematic. I think there may be a time difference or something going on. But if you're out there and you're listening, and I know you do, shoot me a text so we can get Kirsten on. And I really want to talk about her new book, Common Ground on Common Core. And again, if you haven't heard of this book, go to resoundingbooks.org and check it out. So, wow, what is up with that? But 855-217-76, extension 2, to give me your thoughts on the whole Common Core debate. Do you think that the debate is warranted? Do you believe what our governor believes, that folks that are against Common Core, the Common Core standards, or a vicious minority, extremist, I think was the word that he used. Let me scratch in my head, because if you've ever met some of the folks that are the leaders of the Stop Common Core and ND group, they're not extremists. They're moms. Seriously, they are moms. And if you've ever met them, you would know without a shadow of a doubt, extremism is not even in their nature. Nurturing is absolutely. But there you go. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We're back. Make sure you stay tuned. And I forgot to mention this earlier. Scott's going to have a debate and discussion on Measure 6 at 9:30. So stay tuned for that. I don't know if you know if you've heard a lot about Measure 6. It is the shared parenting measure. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. Call in often. I mean, as you can with all of your questions. And we're going to reschedule Kirsten for another day to have that Common Core discussion. So, but right now, I want to go to the back to the 80s trivia. I want to throw some 80s tunage at you, and hopefully you'll call in and you'll have the right answer and get those speakeasy gift certificates. So let's roll that first. Hang on, 855 200-1776, extension 2. That's the way you get the tickets. I mean, the gift certificates. Now let's roll that first tune. Oh, I'm loving that.
It's up to you.
Name and tune. Oh, wow, the phone lines are lighting up now. Do you think you have the answer for me?
I do. Red, Red Wine by UB40.
UB40, yeah. That is a mellow groove, man. So,
yeah.
If you hang on the line, my producer will get your information and we'll get you those speakeasy gift certificates right out to you. Now, we're going to move right along. I know, a speakeasy is awesome, man. I don't know if you've ever been, but the ambiance is great, and back to the 80s pricing, always awesome. And now you're going to have some gift certificates to go out there and take either yourself, your significant other, your kid, whomever, and enjoy the greatness that is the Speakeasy Restaurant. So thank you for playing our little game there, and we got one more tune to throw at you. Here we go. John, you got an answer for me?
Yeah. I can name that tune in one note.
Go right ahead, then.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, awesome. Yep, that's exactly right. Is this my buddy John with the shop?
This is your buddy John.
Oh, good deal. Hey, John, and we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to know that me and Valley City yesterday, I got the biggest round of applause for talking about Measure One. So we got a lot of support, man. Oh, wow. They were almost on their feet when I started talking about Measure One. So there you go. Thank you, John, for playing. Hang on the line. You've been to Speakeasy before, so I don't need to sell it to you, but thank you for playing, John. All right, we had a call, off-air call. I want to roll that quickly.
Leon, you phony hypocrite. You're talking local control, but you're the one pushing to take local control away from the school boards in setting the school dates. Yeah.
Don't really understand that, but I think you may be referring to the start school after Labor Day a measure that's on. And you know what? We'll have someone on. As a matter of fact, I'll reach out to a couple of the folks that I know on that issue, because I've heard that before. Larry is not, you know, singular in his thinking. So I'm going to have some folks on. So stay tuned for that. Also, stay tuned at 9:30 for the folks on Measure 6, the shared parenting measure with Scott Hannon, and stay tuned for that.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare. Everything's included. Most especially, every sight you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hannon, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.